This morning, it's wonderful to have Father Foley here with us as he continues his recuperation from the tomb. Oh, excuse me. From his surgery. Sort of like Jesus rising from the tomb, but not quite the same thing. It's been a long weekend. Sorry, folks. It's also great to have all of you here in church this year. So far, our attendance has increased 100% over last year. So we're really, really glad to have you here. And thank you to those who are watching in the hall on the live stream. Thank you for heading over there today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Rejoice, be glad. I think this year, more than any other, we need to hear this invitation. We have been through the most challenging year of our whole lives, and there's still lots of questions about what the future holds. This past year has revealed many fault lines in our lives, in our families, in our work, in our parish, and in our church. And those fault lines reveal our weaknesses, areas that need improvement. And much like the apostles and the holy women following the crucifixion of Jesus, we wonder, what's going to come next? What is the future going to be like for us? Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb early that Easter morning to anoint the body of Jesus. She reverts back to what's expected of her, her duty, the things she was supposed to do. Later on in the Gospels, even after they've seen the risen Jesus, the apostles go back to what they're used to. They go back to fishing. They go back to what they did before they even met Jesus. In times of crisis, we long for what we consider to be normal. How many times over the last year have we and people in our lives pined for what we once considered to be normal? But after the resurrection, nothing could be normal again. The resurrection of Jesus reorients everything. And the resurrection of Jesus is still a reorienting event. We might ask ourselves, why are we here today? Why have we come to this Easter Mass? Perhaps because it's Easter and that's what we do on Easter. Maybe it's to please someone else in your family. Maybe it's to wear that pretty outfit you bought. Whatever the reason is, the resurrection of Jesus is not just a historical event. Yes, it did happen at a certain point in history, at a certain juncture in history, but it's an event that's not limited to the past. It has meaning for the lives that we live every day. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we do not have to live in fear. We can let go of where we were a year ago when we were in that tomb of the pandemic. And we can step out into the light of faith. That's what the women and the apostles didn't quite get at first. The gospel told us that they saw, but they didn't understand the scriptures. What they didn't understand was that everything had changed. The resurrection of Jesus changed their lives. As a result of celebrating Easter this year, let's put aside our fear and to begin again to live as God's children. Certainly, we give thanks to God for the technology which has enabled us to watch Mass on television. It kept us connected when we couldn't be connected. But yet the time has come to consider coming back to Mass on a regular basis. Separation from the Eucharist and the community of the Church is not good for prolonged periods of time. Maybe you didn't attend Mass a whole lot before the pandemic. Well, now is the time to hear this message, this life-changing message of the resurrection, and to consider incorporating Mass into your regular life. Remember a year ago when all of those things that we used to have in our lives stopped. We stopped going to work. We stopped going to school. No sports, no vacations. The list went on and on. All of those things we used to use as an excuse for coming to church, they all disappeared. Now they're starting to come back again. And we have to resist the temptation to make other things more important than God, to place them higher on our to-do list than God. Maybe you are a regular Mass attendee. Maybe now is the time for you to expand your horizons and join a small group or learn some more about your faith, to journey with others in faith. You see, God loves each and every one of us exactly where we are, but he doesn't love us enough to leave us there. So no matter where we fall on the faith spectrum, God is calling us to deeper faith. That's what St. Paul was saying in the second reading today when he told us to get rid of the old yeast, the old leaven. Because of the resurrection, there's a new leaven to incorporate into our lives. And that leaven grows our faith so that God can move us closer to himself. Peter and John saw the empty tomb that Easter morning, yet they didn't understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. We can be here this morning and still not hear the Easter message, still not understand. Because to understand is to welcome the power of the resurrection into your everyday life, to make it a reorienting event, to put aside fear, and to live as God's sons and daughters. To realize that our lives have changed because Jesus has risen from the dead. And that, my friends, is the most important message you will ever hear. Rejoice and be glad. Why? Because we have nothing to fear. Because Jesus has risen from the dead, and he wants to share his life with us now, to share it abundantly, and to be with him forever. Easter is a feast of renewal and hope. May we find that renewal, and may we find that hope in our lives today.